A Century of Spiritual Text, St. Theodore's, number 5. Let us bind ourselves with all our strength to fulfill the Lord's commandments, lest we ourselves should be held by unbreakable cords of our evil desires and soul-corrupting pleasures. Proverbs 5:22. And lest the sentence passed on a barren fig tree should be passed on us as well. Cut it down so that it does not clutter up the ground. Luke 13:7. For as Christ says, whatever does not produce a good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Matthew 3:10. By the good fruit that our Savior speaks of, the Holy Fathers do not so much mean specific good deeds. That fruit is the holiness of life, the acquisition of pure heart and mind, which enables one to see God, or as they often say, the acquisition of the knowledge of God. St. Evagrius says that the knowledge of God consists of two parts, praxis and theoria. Praxis is life according to faith in Christ. Purification from sins is its first stage and leads to the development of virtues. Theoria is a higher level of prayer. It is the contemplation of God with the intense perception of His presence. St. Clement of Alexandria says of theoria that it is the light that penetrates the soul when we keep the commandments. If we do not wage a constant ascetic struggle to purify our heart, praxis, then, as St. Isaac the Syrian says, our desires are not purified either. Without the ascetic struggle, which is necessary to observe the gospel commandments, it is impossible to achieve a deep union with God. A heart ruled by passions constantly drives a person only to fulfill the desires of the body. That is why St. Theodorus the Great begins by emphasizing the necessity of fulfilling the gospel commandments. The commandments are an icon of Christ expressed in words. It is important how we respond to them, because either by following them, we gradually gain a resemblance to this icon, or else we lose it. God bless. St. Theodorus, intercede for us.